As vaccines roll out across the country, frontline healthcare workers are among the first to receive the COVID-19 protection. One of them is Dr. Alexis Langsfeld, a New York physician we've spoken with several times since the pandemic began. Special correspondent Carla Murthy checked in with her about the vaccination and the continuing coronavirus pandemic.
Back in March, healthcare workers were bracing for the first surge of coronavirus cases in the United States. New York City was the epicenter, where Dr. Alexis Langsfeld works as an emergency room physician.
They're ramping up supplies as fast as they possibly can.
Her biggest concern then was the lack of personal protective equipment.
But even by the end of every shift, we're out of gowns or we're out of bleach wipes. We're out of all of the things that we need. So with the lack of personal protective equipment and with the worst of the disease still to come, knowing that everything is, you know, we're just at the beginning of that steep incline. It's very scary. I'm afraid of not coming home to my kids and my husband, and I'm afraid of them getting it and me not being with them.
To keep them safe, Dr. Langsfeld worked for weeks at a time, separated from her family.
I can tell them that I'm going to do the very best to protect myself and that I have to do what has to be done because people need my help. But I can't really promise them it's all going to be okay.
A month later, PPE supplies were beginning to be more available. Lockdown measures were in effect in many states, and the curve was beginning to flatten.
And all of our doctors and nurses.
But when we spoke to Dr. Langsfeld in late April, she worried about the new shape the battlefield was taking.
Now everyone's saying, oh, look, it's slowing down. It's getting better. It's getting better. But our tremendous fear is that this is not one curve up and down that we're trying to flatten, but that we're actually going to see a sine wave. And that sine wave is just going to be a tremendous load on all the healthcare providers.
Fast forward to December. A record number of cases is now sweeping across the country. But while healthcare workers have continued to fight the disease on the front line, an army of scientists and researchers had been racing to develop a COVID-19 vaccine. And this past week, the first vaccinations in the United States were administered to frontline healthcare workers. This past Thursday, Dr. Langsfeld also received the vaccine.
So here's my injection site. You can't even see it. I always feel like I don't want a Band-Aid because a Band-Aid coming off to me normally hurts more than the actual shot. So it was pretty benign.
And now that you have the vaccine, are you as, you know, concerned about the safety of your family? I mean, I know you spent weeks away from them just to stay separated.
With getting the vaccine, there is this piece of me that feels like, oh, I'm much more likely to come home. I mean, not that at this point I really feel like my life is at risk when I drive away. But getting toward a place where it's safer for me is really wonderful.
When we first spoke in March, it was about flattening the curve. And then when we talked again, it was about, you know, this sine wave and the long haul and the toll that was going to have on healthcare workers. Where do you see us now?
I hope that over time, the vaccine will be able to help us to develop a herd immunity through the vaccine that will be able to flatten this out for real, and give us a real sense of security where we can go back to a more normal existence. This is like the ray of hope. I don't yet feel like we're at the point where we can like take the big sigh out. It's crazy all over the country. You know, there are so many people sick and dying. There are full hospitals and there are healthcare workers that are overwhelmed. And the fatigue that people are starting to feel psychologically is not being felt by the virus. The virus is just as strong and is just as aggressive. And maybe you could say that there aren't the same proportions of people ending up in the ICU as there were at the very beginning. But, you know, no one can get tired of social distancing right now. Like, nobody can get lazy. And so the place where I saw that I could intervene to stop the spread was to get vaccinated.
What was it like getting the vaccine?
I walked in. It was quick. Everybody was in a great mood. And I got a nice little sticker that said I got vaccinated. And it feels like a really good day.